Hot Business on Hot 102.7.
I'm chatting with Lebo Gertsi from Westbank, talking around vehicle sales. Lebo, appreciate the time. April was a good month for sales in terms of vehicles year on year, particularly considering that April 2024 had less public holidays because Easter actually came at the end of March. So this April was less trading days and a decent increase, almost 12% higher, which is a chunky number. Looking good for vehicle sales.
Hi, Simon. Yeah, thanks for having me, and hi to your listeners as well on Hot Business. Absolutely a positive month. You know, increase in new vehicle sales hit at double digits, 11.9%, as you said. So the market is buoyant. We are positive. We are smiling. Particularly to note, you know, are two sectors or segments, if I may call it that, an increase in the passenger cars, which they went up by 16.9% year on year.
Wow.
A very interesting and encouraging one is the LCV sector, you know, the light commercial vehicle sector, which went up by 3.2%. That may seem small, but it has been in the doldrums for a while. So it's encouraging to see it coming up because it indicates confidence in small businesses, SMMEs who are potentially, you know, gaining confidence in the market and stocking up accordingly.
I take your point in there. I hadn't thought of that. The light commercial, and this isn't the giant trucks. This, as you say, is it's the SMEs and the like. It is significant. The passenger vehicle sales, that's a really big number. What sort of vehicles are we seeing top sellers? There was a slight drop in price. That makes sense because consumers are under and are still under pressure. What were some of the top vehicles we're seeing? Is there a big surge in sort of the lower cost Asian, Chinese, Indian vehicles?
A very important point that you're raising there, Simon. Just a couple of things. The first point being that, of course, the consumers are pressed, you know, with all the policy uncertainty and all the furore that's happening with tariffs in the US. South African consumers are still buying cars, one. So they are moving down from an affordability and pricing point of view. They're buying what's within the affordability. Right. That could mean that they are moving within a similar brand, but also outside a brand. And there's no secret that the Chinese or the Asian brands have featured quite strongly over the past few months. We are seeing it in the numbers. They are featuring strongly in the top 15. You know, seeing brands like Mahindra, which is number 10 for the first time. GWM is featuring Chery, Omoda and Jayco Jetour. Certainly, I mean, some of those brands have not been in the industry for a year, but they're featuring quite strongly, which proves the point that that's the direction which our consumers are moving based on where we are operating economically.
And we're getting good value. I mean, I'm old enough to have bought my first car in the previous century, to be honest. And back there, an entry-level car was entry-level. I mean, you might have got a radio, but that was about it. These days, and I put it in inverted commas, these cheaper cars, they come with bells and whistles. I was looking at some recently, and they come fully packed.
100%. Bells and whistles, the works, you know. I mean, everything. I always make a joke that what was luxury back in the day, like, like the windows and power steering, are standard. You know, all these cars come with the bells and whistles, as you've said. And I mean, from a South African consumer point of view, their pricing point just makes sense. So people are trading down, and I say down in inverted commas, not for the El Cheapos that we are used to, but for a car that makes sense price-wise, but gives them everything that they would have had in a higher-end car in any instance, which makes perfect sense for a consumer.
It's actually a great place to be for a consumer when you can actually maybe shell out a little bit less money, therefore a lower deposit, a smaller insurance, smaller monthly repayments, but you still get that quality. What are we seeing in terms of electric vehicles and battery hybrids? Are we seeing much happening there? Again, I was surprised by some of the price points that we have locally. Are we seeing much uptake in that space yet?
It is encouraging in that space as well, because as you might know, Simon, there are interesting brands that are coming through in that space, like BYD, offering those electric vehicles at a accessible pricing point, because the contention in that space has been they are too expensive. Of course, there's the usual range anxiety and whatever the case may be. So new players in that space are solving for those points of contention. pricing point is semi-accessible, so the appetite is increasing as well in that space. Not as greatly, but we are certainly further ahead than where we were a year ago, for instance.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's one thing, and I kicked off the interview by saying that the consumer remains under pressure, but the vehicle sales are almost belying it. We've had, 3/4% interest rate decrease since last year. We've obviously had the two-part inflation is markedly mm-hmm. lower. It's tough being a consumer. Are we seeing a significant pickup in terms of secondhand as well? Because the growth in the new cars is impressive.
Absolutely. I mean, the pre-loved or used mm-hmm. cars, as they are normally known or called, will always have their place in the sun, you know, regardless of where we are. But more so now because of a couple of things. Mm-hmm. So they offer variety, they offer the reprieve that the customer is looking for while they're decisioning. And of course, household incomes are under pressure because of the factors that you've mentioned.
Yeah.
Yes, inflation might have decreased to 2.7% month on month from where it was in Feb.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we might not have had a VAT increase. You know, and yes, there's the whole, you know, as I said, furor around the tariffs. All of those will see the impact later on. So while the consumer is riding out the market, they are making decisions that are moving them more towards sort of used and pre-loved vehicles. So there will always be an uptake in that space, without doubt.
Absolutely. But it goes back to the key point. I mean, 11.9% increase overall, a really strong increase in passenger vehicle in particular, 16.9% increase in passenger vehicles for the month. This is a good trend for the broader industry, be that the manufacturers, be it the retailers, or such as yourself, the providers of the finance.
Absolutely. They are all smiling, you know, along the value chain. In as much as everything else is happening around the world in terms of uncertainty, our industry remains fairly buoyant. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a positive story overall. The April sales have literally pushed the industry 10.6% ahead of sales compared to where it was the same period last year. So all in all, a good story. And we are seeing it. So, I mean, we are seeing it in applications.
Yeah.
They are increasing month on month. So the appetite is there. The consumer is still wanting to buy their vehicle.
Yeah.
So overall, a good story.
Yeah, and we like our vehicle. And the choice is there and the price points are great. So those are all good news. We'll leave it there. That's Zeba Ketsi. You find him, Head of Marketing Communication, Westbank. Appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, Simon, and have a good evening.
Heart Business on Heart 102.7.